This is Twit.
So I hope you all updated iOS. I think this happened after the show last week, but you've had a few days to get to 12.1.4. That was the fix for the FaceTime group dialing bug. That's an important one. But there are also two iOS 0 days which have already been exploited in the wild. This comes from Google's Project Zero, which has become very adept at discovering security flaws. They did not release the code. They do have a CVE identifier, 7286-7287. And they are, maybe I'll defer to Renee to describe how risky they are. In one, an attacker can exploit a memory corruption in iOS Foundation component via a malicious app to gain elevated privileges. You don't like to hear those words. The other impacts IOKit, another iOS core framework that handles IO data streams between hardware and software, will also give them elevated privileges. And an attacker can exploit another memory corruption in this framework via a malicious app to execute arbitrary code with kernel privileges. When Project Zero says in the wild, does that mean there were apps in the App Store that took advantage of this flaw?
It's hard to say because just to back up, Project Zero is Google's. You know, they're very good at fuzzing their way through apps and finding all of this stuff. And if they say it's in the wild, it's possible that someone somewhere reported it. But there's, as far as I can see, we don't know, Leo. Like, there's all sorts of things. Like, Karma was reported, like, was it 2 weeks ago, which was a massive exploit used by a nation state using intelligence services to try to get at the messages of dissidents. And we have no idea what mechanics they use or what those gray boxes use. So there are exploits in the wild. We don't know what they are. And there are exploits that are discovered, and we don't know if they're the same ones. But hopefully, just they patch everything, and then we can live better lives.
Needless to say, though, I mean, with that threat exploited in the wild, I would immediately update iOS, right, if you haven't already. And by the way, I didn't get any notice about it. Lisa said, oh, there's a new update this morning. I said, well, I know. She said, well, I just got the note. So
there's three things. One is the patch is only in the release version right now. If you're a developer or on the public beta, you're waiting for the 12.2 beta 3 to get that patch. Okay. But if you don't update or you're on the developer or public beta track, Group FaceTime is still switched off for you. You have to have the patch installed in order to use Group FaceTime now. So not at any risk, you're just missing out on the functionality until Apple ships that.
Right. If you are a regular, normal 12.1.3 iOS user, you might get a notification today, but it was available, what, Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, they try to stage manage the server load by letting all the eager beavers get it first. And then if they notice you don't have it yet, a couple days later, they'll let you know.
When I hear 0 day, I think it's good to be an eager beaver in this case. That means there's no time between the discovery of the exploit and its exploitation.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people are really, really big fans of not transmitting video and audio that they don't intend.
Yeah.
It's a big niche.
That's a good one. And then what I'm not clear about is, A, it looks like both of these other flaws, you have to have an app, a malicious app, and B, whether those malicious apps ever made it to the App Store, we don't know. Certainly, if they existed, they're gone now. So
it's so tough. Like, there were two YouTube videos that went live this week that said, massive exploit on iOS, Apple has to fix this now. And one was intended behavior for recovery of two-factor authentication accounts. And the second one is not an exploit. It's that, you know, like, you have to give permission to access your contents or video. But after you give that permission, some unscrupulous developers will upload your contacts or upload your video. So you got to be – it's not just – it's the same as it's always been on the internet. You have to have really good hygiene, really best practices, and really be careful who and what you put on your devices.
Yeah. It seems like it's time for us to sort of almost have like an in-system alert system that says occasionally says, here are all the apps you have installed on this device, even just in the last month. Now that you've had 30 days and you're no longer either drunk or bored at 1 a.m., do you want to consider are you still using these, and do you want to consider removing these right now? Because there's so many great reasons to remove any app that you just plain don't use.
Yeah.
Amongst them, the reasons that Renee suggests, that sometimes you've heard someone has recommended something to you, you're still at lunch with them, you install it, and you're so eager to continue the conversation about this new app, you forget to see, oh, why does it want my phone ID? And before you know it, your really cool really cool weather app that uses bunnies in the ground to tell you whether it's snowing or raining is now transmitting your any information about nearby Wi-Fi hotspots to a central database that can be then sold on.
I have an alarm I set that goes off every 2 weeks, and it says check which apps have access to your Twitter. I don't use Facebook anymore, but it said Facebook, all my online accounts, and all the apps that I'm installed, so that I'm reminded to go through and remove anything
every
that I'm not using.
Every 2 weeks you do that? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I should do it more, but I have to live a life.
I've trained myself to do that every 6 months when I do the usual check the batteries and the smoke detectors thing. As a matter of fact, when I started doing that, I actually would write a note to myself and leave it inside the on a label inside the smoke detector of all the other things I want to do every 6 months. But then I didn't have to keep doing that anymore. But yeah, every now and then, there are just so many things you just need to periodically check up on to avoid trouble.
For me, my big one is I don't restore my iPhone. So I buy a new iPhone.
Yeah.
I install everything. I start from scratch, and I just put on the things that I'm using. So my big reset is
sync is so good now that you
can once every other year.
It's too easy to sync it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a really good point.
But I've always done that with
always
my
OS. Install way too much stuff
with my Mac.
No, but in the old days it wouldn't sync, and you'd lose every game levels. You'd lose a ton of stuff, so people would never do it. But now so much just syncs back that it's not as onerous anymore to start fresh.
Well, and I have to admit that my process of doing that on the Mac also is what made me really touchy about apps that aren't in the App Store, because it's those now become painful. I got to remember where the password. Yeah. I mean, where the serial code is and the install whatever, and so now pretty much if you're a small software not less than $100 and you're not in the App Store, I'm always it better be really good, because I'm now I have to manage it.